Law enforcement statistics show white criminals also tend to target white victims. His eyes gleamed as he sat back. We are protecting minority citizens, he concluded. The fundamental question is, who rules the streets, the government or the outlaws? Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III grew up in Hibert, a small town in rural southwestern Alabama, where his father owned a country store. He was raised to follow the rules. I was always persnickety about integrity and all that, he said. The troubled history of race in America runs through his family. His grandfather, the original J.B. Sessions, was named after two icons of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis and P.G.T. Beauregard, and was two when his own father died at Antietam. Sessions' ancestors migrated south in the 1830s when President Andrew Johnson forcibly removed Native Americans from the land that is now Alabama to accommodate the growing white population. Like many white Southerners of long lineage, he is descended from numerous slave owners, including his mother's great-grandfather, Oliver Poe, who the 1860 census records as having owned 25 slaves. Sessions attended segregated schools and an all-white university. After earning his law degree from the University of Alabama, he joined the U.S. Attorney's Office in Mobile, and in 1986, then-President Reagan nominated him for a federal judgeship. Sessions' confirmation turned contentious when the Senate Judiciary Committee confronted him with charges of racism. A black assistant U.S. attorney testified that Sessions had addressed him as boy and had said that he thought the Ku Klux Klan was all right until he found out they smoked pot. Sessions said he was joking. Just as disturbing to liberals on the committee was a voter fraud case Sessions had brought against a group of civil rights activists who were helping black voters cast their ballots. The activists were acquitted. Sessions protested that he was not a racist and had allowed civil rights cases to move through his office. His nomination was rejected with a combination of Democratic and Republican votes. Elected to the Senate in 1996, Sessions became known as a dogmatic outlier, as many Republicans called for increases in legal immigration and clemency for the undocumented. Sessions gave fiery floor speeches denouncing those ideas. He also jibed with Trump on trade, having come to view big global agreements as a raw deal for the American worker.